A much-awaited federal report released this week concludes climate change is hitting New England hard. But the National Climate Assessment also found that this region leads the nation in passing laws to address climate change. WBUR climate and environment correspondent Barbara Moran is here with more takeaways for our area. Good morning.
Morning, Rupa.
What is the biggest overall impact explored in this report that we're feeling in this area?
I think there was this idea, people thought that climate change was going to be kind of a gradual thing we'd get used to, but we're seeing now weird weather effects and sort of one on top of another, right? Like freezing when we don't expect it and then a drought. A good example is Massachusetts this summer, if you remember what happened to all the farms.
Yeah, lots of rain.
Yeah. I went out and talked to this one farmer, David Fisher, and he runs a farm in Conway, Mass. All the rain just wiped out his farm.
When it's already saturated and you pour water on it, we can't hold any more water. And so the river rises with an inch of rain, or, you know, we flood with 2.5 inches of rain. I mean, that's unheard of, but it just doesn't take anything to push it over the brink.
So all of this is leading to these so-called billion-dollar disasters. So the U.S. used to see, you know, maybe a couple of these a year, and now we're seeing, on average, a billion-dollar disaster every 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, we've already had two in the Northeast this year so far, the cold snap in February and these rains in July.
Okay, let's dig into some of the specifics. I imagine sea level rise and storm surge are really big issues here that were explored in the report.
Yeah. Massachusetts has about 1,500 miles of coastline. Most people live on the coast. And the prediction from the report is that sea level will rise about 11 inches by 2050. Mm-hmm. That's like a foot, right? And that's more than it's gone up in the last 100 years.
That's a lot of downtown.
It's a lot of downtown, a lot of the North Shore, a lot of the South Shore, right? So how we've dealt with it in the past is build seawalls, and those are already starting to collapse. Instead of building a gray wall, you build a salt marsh, or you put out what they call cobble berms, which are the melon-sized rocks on a beach, and that sort of breaks up the waves. So we're really sort of leading in that.
And what about the question of if we should be retreating from the coastline?
Yes. Nobody wants to talk about that here. Hmm. It's very interesting. Other parts of the country are starting to talk about this, and it's been pretty absent.
I know this report is mandated to come out every 4 years or so. It was a little bit closer to 5 years this year. But this year, they also talked to indigenous communities about how they're working on this issue. What are indigenous communities in our area doing?
Indigenous communities in the United States and in New England have a history of being sort of shoved off their land, right? The first thing I see in a lot of their climate plans are, if we have to move, we're in control of it. And the other thing is this really holistic approach, right? They're like, any sort of climate plan needs to incorporate these animals and plants that are important to our culture. So it's really interesting to see, and I think a good model for the rest of the country.
Okay, now finally, when the national news about this report came out this week, the big headlines were about unequal impacts. In other words, the people who are least responsible for climate change are the ones who are being most affected by that. What are we doing about that here in Massachusetts?
Yeah, so Massachusetts is creating a lot of laws and grant programs. One recent example is they created a $50 million grant program to fund retrofits in low and moderate income housing. And one other thing Massachusetts has done is they created this whole new position called the Undersecretary of Environmental Justice and Equity. And the first person they put in that job is a woman named Maria Belen Power. She talked to me about why it's important to put environmental justice at the forefront.
The stakes are pretty high. This is about people's lives. It's about whether or not communities of color, low-income communities, will be able to thrive and survive the climate crisis.
And she also went on to say that climate change offers a really great opportunity. We have this historic chance to make this investment where we could have, you know, more public parks and cleaner air and cheaper electricity and good jobs, and everybody could get a piece of it.
WBUR climate and environment correspondent Barbara Moran, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.